Hello and welcome to this latest FA Women's Super League preview show. And once again, I am joined by my good friend from She Kicks magazine, Jen O'Neill, who has asked me not to talk about her 55-mile run that we mentioned yesterday. So I'm not going to. But Jen, how are you doing? You okay?
Yeah.
Good. I think that tells us everything we need to know. But on this show, we're going to talk about Manchester City women. Finished runners-up to Chelsea ladies last year. Many people expecting them to have another good season. A few players in, few players out. But when we look at Man City, are we expecting them to be challenging once again?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think even within the Man City camp, they're not shy about saying that they expect to be challenging this season. Nick Cushing said that he wants to improve on last season, so obviously that means better performances, but that also means better results. And if you finish second, well, what is an improvement on that? And if you look at the squad and you look at the way they finished last season, how strong they were right throughout the side. I mean, they're so solid defensively. They've got the spine of the England team as well. KB, the goalkeeper in the She Believes Cup, in great form. You've got the England captain, Steph Houghton, reliable week in, week out, and the leader. You've got Demi Stokes and Lucy Bronze as full-backs, or Lucy as a centre-back. Jill Scott, who is in possibly the form of her life in centre midfield, and alongside her, one of the performers of last season, certainly in the second half of the season, Izzy Christensen. You've got Jen Beattie, you've got Daphne Corbos. Really, really great players. And as Nick explained to me a month or two ago, this is the first time they've actually recruited very, very targeted players to fill in roles within their side and to play the way that they want to play.
It was a big thing for them, wasn't it, when they got that promotion to WSL1? And you mentioned it earlier, was that spine, KB, Steph Houghton, Jill Scott, Tony Duggan. And they've kind of built a team around that, haven't they? And I think that was really key for them in getting the England captain, getting, as you say, Jill Scott, who is very popular in the England setup and has that engine that few other players can match. And Tony Duggan, who at Everton really rose very quickly, and Man City were quick to make sure she went to them before she went to another big club. But then they've built around that, haven't they? You mentioned Izzy Christensen. It was announced yesterday that she signed a new contract, and Demi Stokes come in. Lucy Bronze, without question, the best right back over the last year, 18 months. And they've added to that, haven't they? We look at the transfers they've brought in. Jane Ross, very, very talented Scottish striker. Marie Hourihan will add good backup to Karen Bardsley. Nikita Paris was on loan from Everton last year and chipped in with some vital goals. Kosovari Aslani, for me, I spoke to Kosovari when Man City played a friendly against Rosengard earlier in pre-season. One of the marquee signings, not just for Man City, but for the league, comes with great pedigree, great international experience. And Megan Campbell as well, who at Florida State University, Ireland international. I'm not going to focus on just the long throw that she's got. And for anyone that's not seen Megan Campbell, wait until you see that throw, because it is unbelievable and just a weapon for any team on any level, but a talented defender as well. And they've recruited they've recruited brilliantly, haven't they?
Yeah, and that's what I was alluding to. Nick was really pleased at the point I spoke to him, and that was before the Aslani announcement, with the players he'd got in to make competition for positions. And he wasn't making any apologies for the fact that they need to score goals. I mean, you need to score goals to beat teams, and you need that killer edge to your attack. So Jane Ross is expected to score goals. I'm fortunate, living in the northeast, that I actually get up to see Scotland play quite regularly. And Jane Ross is quick. She's tricky. She's really hard working as well. And it's a big thing about Man City's recruitment is the attitude. It's the mental strength of the players that they want to bring in, and Jane fits that perfectly. So there's a lot expected of her. But there are young players like Georgia Stanway who are making their way through the England setup. Can they lift their game? Nick is so proud of what Izzy's done over the last year or two and how she's improved herself. He's looking to Nikita Paris to do likewise now. I mean, they call her Cheetah because she's that quick. but she's in and out in some senses in terms of her consistency and her performances. She's got all of the makings of a top striker, so that's going to push Tony Duggan as well. Can Tony stay fit all season? Can she push for the top goal scorer spot? I'm sure that's within her sights.
Yeah, completely agree. And talking about Izzy Christensen, I think I put it out on social media within the last month or so that I thought Izzy was arguably the most improved player of 2015. And that's not to say that she wasn't going a good player before, but she really stepped up. And I think you mentioned it on the show earlier in the week when we were talking about Doncaster Rovers Bells and that importance of being professional. We saw Izzy have a good influence on the team at Birmingham City, but she's gone to Man City and she's really stepped up another level. And I think there are other players that have followed suit. Nikita Parrish, you mentioned there, in and out very much, can be brilliant one week and almost be anonymous the next. But I tell you what, if you give her the ball and you give her chances, more often than not, she will stick it away. I think I've never hidden the fact I'm a big fan of Kosovare Aslani. I think she, given the opportunity, and I think she's probably a confidence player. I think she lost a little bit of confidence at PSG. She found herself out of the team towards her time there. She's lost her place with Sweden under Pierre Sundhagen. I think she will want to try and prove a point. And obviously, as we know, Sweden qualified for the Olympics in that mini tournament that took place because Team GB won't be there. And I'm almost certain that Kosovare will be gunning for those Olympics down in Rio. But Megan Campbell's probably the one I'm interested in, Jen, because college soccer through to the FAWSL is going to be an eye-opener. We spoke to Satara Murray on yesterday's show for Liverpool, and she admitted that it was quite a big step going from college soccer into the FAWSL.
Yeah, okay, that's an interesting one. I saw the throw-in on the stream and their friendly against Melbourne. I'm not sure I'd really sort of taken that much notice of it before. I was quite taken aback, so that is something to keep an eye out as a fan. We're not going to miss it, to be sure. I'm excited about seeing Jenny Beattie another year on from playing full-time. Didn't really maybe go so well in France, Montpellier, but the fitter she gets. I mean, I haven't seen her play in goal, but I've seen her play everywhere else pretty much across the team for Scotland and club sides. A really laid-back, sort of languid-looking footballer, but really effective wherever she's put on the field. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, and I would agree with you there, but I think what was really key for Jenny last year was that she played pretty much the whole season at centre-back, didn't she, alongside Steph Horton. And I think that was probably one of the downsides when she was at Arsenal. She was moved around so much. I saw her play centre-back, at left-back, played up front. And I think that versatility is a really important key aspect for a player because it gives you that opportunity to contribute to the team in so many different ways. But it doesn't allow you really to develop and to really build your game if you're being played in the same position every week.
Not settle into that one position so that maybe you shine.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I mean, she's going to develop in those areas that she's played, but she's not going to be able to be that standout, be that shining light that maybe they need. And she was quality last year, no doubt about that. Steph Horton, rightly so, will get a lot of headlines because she is the captain of the side, she is the England captain. But without question, Jenny Beattie was a massive, massive influence on the team last year and a big reason why they finished second. And I can see why you're excited about her. I think all over the park, though, they have quality, don't they?
Yeah, if you look at the stats for successful passes, I mean, it's no coincidence really that centre-backs make the most successful passes in teams because they have the ball, maybe because teams sit off them and they have a bit more time to pick out those passes. But Beats and Steph Horton had the ball a lot, and that pretty much sums up the way that City play. They look to dominate the ball and they dominate teams physically, and there'll be very few sides, certainly from what I saw when they were in their stride last season, that will get round the back of them. But as I said earlier, they'll need to get that killer instinct to get goals to win crucial matches.
Yeah, completely agree. I think they'll be up there. Yeah, absolutely. And I think they'll be up there. I think they will be disappointed to have come away last season without a trophy, having won the Continental Cup the year before. But Nick Cushing certainly made a big point of saying that finishing second was like winning a trophy, because it will be Man City's debut season in the Women's Champions League later this year. But to try and wrap up before we go into our interview, which incidentally I haven't mentioned already in the show, it was with Georgia Stanway, one of the young players that you mentioned earlier. She was at St George's Park for the FAWSL Media Day, so I managed to have a chat with her, which we'll hear shortly. Who's your player to look out for City? Plenty to pick from, but who's the one you're going to go for?
Well, I think that I really can't emphasise enough how brilliant Jill Scott was in America, but I'm going to pick Izzy, let's get busy. Izzy Christensen. I just think, you know, I think she was so impressive and exciting last season that I'd love to see her to repeat that and even take it further.
Great shout. Well, there's so many players I could pick from, but I mentioned her earlier because, as people know, I do a lot of work covering the game out in the US, and I was really intrigued to see that Megan Campbell had signed for the club. And actually, when she made her debut in the pre-season friendly against Rosengard, I was up in Manchester to see that. She came on as a second-half sub and so composed at the back, barely put a foot wrong. And I think she could be a big player for City. I'm interested to see where they play her, because she's played left-back, she's played centre-back. And as we know, City have a very strong squad, so it'd be interesting to see where she fits in with that. But she's my player to watch. But moving on, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, I managed to have a chat with young forward Georgia Stanway, as you mentioned, coming through the youth ranks in England and an exciting prospect, and wanted to have a chat with her about what it's like at City, how it was when they went out to Abu Dhabi for their pre-season tour, and obviously to have a look ahead to the 2016 campaign. So here she is. Okay, so I'm joined by Georgia Stanway for this Manchester City women's preview of the FAWSL season. Georgia, thank you for joining me. First off, how has pre-season gone, and what's the mood in the team going into the new season?
Pre-season's gone really well. Obviously, the trip to Abu Dhabi, be able to train together every day, that was amazing. Obviously, we've played a lot of pre-season games. Everyone's really looking forward to the season. Can't wait for what's going to come ahead.
How important was that trip to Abu Dhabi? Obviously, a chance not only to get some training done in some difficult conditions, but also time away of the team for that, for one of a better term, bonding session.
Yeah, definitely. It was great to be able to spend that time with the team. Obviously, a week together, you get to know your teammates a lot better. And obviously, on the football side as well, training every day, like twice a day, if not that. And it was a great opportunity to bond as a team.
Came very close last year to winning the title, pushed Chelsea all the way. You've got Champions League football to look forward to. How do you go about making that extra step and trying to overtake Chelsea?
Yeah, definitely. You've got a lot in for us this season, but I think it's just important that we take each game as it comes and we don't jump ahead. And each game as it comes, we've got to perform, we've got to play well, and hopefully at the end of the season we'll be happy.
A few new players have come in: Kosovari Aslani, Swedish international; Megan Campbell, Irish international. A lot of people who follow the American game will know Megan from her time with Florida State University. How have they settled into the club? And is there any initiation process that you guys have for new players? Do they have to get up and sing in front of the squad or anything like that? What do they have to do when they join?
No, we don't have anything like that. But they're really nice girls, very funny, so it's good to have them in the team. And obviously, really good players. Everyone knows them very well, so it's good to have them as part of the team as well.
Maybe you should suggest it. Maybe you could go back and suggest an initiation process. You could get them singing some song or something like that in front of the rest of the squad.
Yeah, possibly. That'd be funny to see them up there dancing or singing. It'd be good.
But for you on a personal level, you're a young player. You had a little sniff in the first team last year. What's the main aims for you individually?
Yeah, definitely. So obviously, since I'm only 17, it's obviously just about my development at the minute and hoping to play more games, or hopefully score goals and just be able to perform and maybe be a regular in the first team. But obviously, all down to hard work and make sure I'm developing and improving.
I mean, what's the... I guess you've got Champions League football to look forward to. Do you feel, or does the team feel, any kind of pressure going into the new season? There was a lot of attention on you last year, arguably more attention on you this year. Is there any kind of pressure that's felt amongst the squad, or do you, as you said earlier, do you just take it each game at a time?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, there's a little bit of pressure in there, but we've just got to take each game as it comes, and we know what we want to achieve and we know what we want to do this season. And I think it's just about completing them goals and making sure that we perform in each game and obviously get the best out of each other and we come together as a team.
The final question, what are you most looking forward to about the new season?
Definitely the opportunity to play in the Champions League. That'll be a great opportunity, a great experience.
Thanks, Georgia.
Women's Soccer Zone, we'd like to thank our partners, She Kicks Magazine. Subscribe at shekicks.net for even more women's football.
So that was Georgia Stanway giving us a little insight into what it's like to be involved in Man City. No initiation processes yet for new signings, but I am hoping that she takes my advice on board and takes that to the table when she goes back to the club. But that brings us to the end of this latest Women's Super League preview. Jen, thank you very much for joining me. Tomorrow, we focus on Notts County Ladies. Three clubs left, Notts County, Reading and Sunderland, so nearly at the end. But Jen, I will speak to you tomorrow, and listeners, we will speak to you all then.